This is a podcast from the BBC.
On Friday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast with me, Chris and Maya. I've had one strip of beef that I think's on the turn and I feel a little bit peaky. Will I get ill before the end of the show? It's basically a matter of time. We've got someone that's been bobbed hard, and we managed to get shade from Stormzy and Tom Daley by calling them with a WhatsApp.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Scott Mills.
Another busy week on the show. Chris is obsessed all of a sudden with calling people and going, "What's up?" I know, how 2000. So we called some famouses, including Nick Grimshaw.
Hi, Chris Clark.
What's up?
What's up?
Yes! Go on, Grimmy. That's all I need.
Okay, I'm in an Uber, so that's cool.
All right, hope you're good. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
BBC Radio 1.
Also this week, we had a dog whisperer on the show. He can actually talk to the animals. His name is Dr. David Sands. Here he is asking dog Freddy what his favourite song is.
Freddy, what do you like? How much is that doggy in the window?
Oh, he just started licking.
Did he? Well, licking is passive. He's being submissive, probably because my voice is quite dominant. Scott was asking me before, and I was saying a growl, like my voice, growl, deep, is a challenge.
Can you do your dog voice again, please, Dr. Sands?
I like pardon?
The dog voice that you did there, the low voice, can we see how Freddy reacts to that?
Okay, what, the sort of just...
Yeah, I enjoy that.
Treats, walkies, bath time.
BBC Radio 1.
Also, our listener Helen got ghosted by a man from, she said, a notable family in Devon, but she wouldn't tell us who he was, so Chris came up with a list. Cue the posh people music.
Sir Francis Drake of the Drake family.
No.
Hey. Agatha Christie of the Christie family.
Oh, I've been to their house, but no.
Lauren Pope of the Pope family.
Never heard of her.
Is she from Devon?
Apparently, yeah.
No,
I'm
real.
Just looking on this list. Sir Walter Riley of the Riley family.
Again, been past the house, but not a date.
That would be Walter Raleigh there.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Katie Hopkins of the Hopkins family.
No.
So Chris is here.
Hi.
Maya's here.
Hey.
Let's do Friday's show.
Scott Mills.
A lot of people on the move today. We've got Hussey, Adam and Tozer en route to Cardiff for a weekend away. Les. 160 miles to go. And also Jodie and Glenn on a road trip to Wales from Accrington for their first wedding anniversary.
Oh,
that's nice.
Oh. Right, so we're here. Scott, Chris, Maya, Friday afternoon. And I need to tell you guys, just a heads up, one of you needs to be prepared to take over, or both of you can just take over at any point during today's show.
Why? What's happened?
Because at approximately 5 to 1 this afternoon, I went to the fridge, you know, the communal fridge we have here, and I've got some meals in there. which I store up for lunch.
Yeah.
Now, I think that I've...
That will sound weird to people.
Right, I just...
They're meal preps.
Yeah, I just put a load of them in.
He's
there.
He's like a squirrel. He sort of... What he does is he kind of hides the meals for later on.
They're at the back of the fridge.
Yeah.
Right, so I think I've got my dates mixed up, and I have eaten just one lone strip of beef, which I think was definitely on the turn. I think I've got I've chosen the wrong meals and I've chosen the out-of-date ones.
Oh, no.
So, it's only one strip and then I stopped, but I could taste it was different. How long till it takes effect?
I think with food poisoning, doesn't it happen straight away?
I think, well, also, you are going to be absolutely fine.
Within the hour.
Because you're a massive hypochondriac.
Well, yes, I am.
And you definitely will be... Well, I can't
I think
you'll definitely be okay. I'm sure you'll be fine. But the problem with this now is I know the whole show, you're going to be panicking about it.
Well, Chris, it's just... a waiting game now.
I'm predicting strong flow.
How do you feel right now? How do you feel? Do you feel cold?
Right. You know I'm a hot person. I'm a sweaty fox, right? I feel cold.
You feel cold. See, I'm a bit cold as well. I'm wearing my puffer jacket indoors.
Right. You know, like, I don't sweat quite as much as Naughty Boy, but it's getting there.
Look, on a scale of 1 to Naughty Boy.
Yeah.
I think
9.
If you feel something's about to happen, hit some kind of alarm, and then everyone can know. Do you know what I mean? It's like issuing some kind of...
If there are any nurses or doctors on this plane, could you please let me know, because I want to know how long it takes.
Do you know what? I've had food poisoning many times.
It was just one little strip of beef there, like I'm saying, like an inch.
I think you'll be fine. The only time you need to worry is when it starts coming out of both ends.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, I would worry at that point, but I'm starting to feel cold, which someone says is one of the symptoms.
Well, if you're enjoying your lunch right now.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Sorry about that, guys.
Also, just to warn anyone that I may have said that I'm going to meet up with in the next week, just to let you know, I could be out of action anytime between 2 to 7 days. So wow, we may need to reschedule that.
Scott Mills.
Second year medical students on. They say I know very little and absolutely not qualified to say anything and probably not allowed to, but I think you'd be absolutely fine. Oh, that makes me feel a lot better. You might have a bit of a tummy ache this afternoon, and that'll probably be psychosomatic by the sounds of your hypochondriacness. I would prescribe a chill pill.
Oh, wow.
I agree with Gary and Cobham, who's saying that it seems like you might be trying to pre-warn people that you're going to blow them out this week.
No.
Well, this weekend and next week. Yes, that makes sense. What you're doing is laying down the foundations.
Right.
So what have you got on next week that you want to get out of?
Nothing.
Sure?
Yeah,
he's
nothing.
Having a think.
Also, now I have a slight headache, which is another symptom. I've just looked it up.
Oh, wow.
Like from one strip of beef cannot be true.
I don't know.
Can that kill me?
No, I don't think. Unless it was like really, if it had green mould or something on, like really, really off.
Just tasted on the turn to me.
Yeah, if it's just gone, I think you're all right.
This is like the ice cream story again, isn't it?
What was that?
You had mouldy ice cream?
No.
No one can get ill from ice cream.
Oh, you won't know this. That's because it wasn't ice cream.
Oh, no.
What have you done?
Story? Right. This is the last time I had food poisoning,
of
a lie, and it was absolutely horrendous. And that's why I'm now paranoid about getting it again, because I don't ever want to feel that way again.
Like, was this like when you had food poisoning after that Madonna concert?
No, that was a different time.
Another time.
Right, so there I was. It was a really hot day, and I was on a day out in Tenby in West Wales.
Right.
And I didn't get an ice cream. People were like, above me, I was on like a cobble street, and above me, like, there were the balconies, and people were eating ice creams because it was a really hot day.
Okay.
So some ice cream from one of their ice creams splashes down onto my arm, vanilla ice cream.
Oh, wow.
So I lick it. Why did I lick it?
Why did you think that was ice cream?
Right.
Why would you think that?
No, but disgusting as well, because it could have come out of their mouth.
No.
But I don't know why, but my natural reaction was to lick it, because all these people above me on the balconies are eating ice cream. So I'm like, oh, lust, delicious ice cream.
Ice cream has landed from up high.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
No.
Exactly.
I've got a vision of what I think it might be.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
But because I'm being fooled by the people eating ice creams above me.
Why would you eat their ice cream?
I just fancied a lick of it.
Oh, my gosh, that is so horrible.
And
it was bird poo.
Literally was in bed for 2 days.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what did it taste like?
I've had enough of this.
What did it taste like? Did you know straight away you did something?
I mean, it did not taste like vanilla ice cream.
Let's play a song.
So bad.
Okay. Is everyone fine?
Fine.
No, that's really
fine.
Bad.
I know it's bad.
Wow.
Why did I lick?
I feel so sorry for you.
It was like the worst thing ever. So that's why I'm worried about the beef now.
Scott Mills.
When I arrived at Radio 1 today, Chris and Maya were in an in-depth conversation about some reality TV stars. We'll get onto that in a minute. First of all, have you seen the new rules for Love Island this year?
No.
What are they?
By the way, 300,000 people applied to be on Love Island.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, what percentage of that do you think had realistic hopes?
I don't know. Well, I think everyone hopes, don't they? Like, you fill in the application form.
No, but they only go for fit.
Well, like, I was going to
really
say,
super ripped people, don't they?
Not always, though. They went a little bit left last year, tiny, tiny bit. Because, I mean, like, yeah. Well, actually, no, they were.
I wouldn't get on. I wouldn't get on that, would I?
No, I was going to say, in another
life, be honest.
If you didn't have this job, would you go on it? If, like, they chose
you? They wouldn't let me on.
No, but if they said, Chris, we want you on there, we think you're fantastic.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the difference, Maya. You would get on it.
Yeah, I think you would.
We
actually think you would.
Would not get on it. Yes, you would.
I couldn't go on it. I'd be, yeah, I
couldn't
go on
it. No, but what I'm saying is, you'd get the yes.
Well, in another life, would you go on it?
Maybe if my life went a different way, I'd go on it, but I'd be exactly myself, like, which I don't think would get very far, because I wouldn't pair up.
Here's the new rules for the show, for the next one.
Pair up with anyone.
I wouldn't pair up with anybody there.
It'll start, like, before you know it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, on camera, drinking, banned.
Oh.
Nudity, banned.
Really?
Doing stuff on camera with someone else, banned.
Oh, wow.
Doing stuff on your own, banned. Oh, that's a shame. It was going so well, that show, as well.
So what's the point in the bed share stuff? Are
right,
they going
to
share the beds?
They're
or
just
no?
cleaning it up.
Scott Mills.
I'm Scott Mills. 1 hour ago, I ate a lone strip of beef, which I believe was on the turn. I think it's happening.
Do you actually think you are going to get ill?
Friday 13th.
Oh, my gosh, is it actually?
Yeah.
Well.
I'm starting to do that thing. You know when you, like... Where you start sighing.
Flush it out. Drink a lot of water.
I don't believe in any of that superstition stuff. Do you? Right. Do you actually?
Why, I do.
No, I'll say why it bothered me is that today,
oh, I see.
Outside the gym, they were putting up this sign, and so this ladder was blocking the way, and I went underneath.
Mm.
Now, purpose. That's meant to be really unlucky,
yeah.
isn't it?
I don't think this is even a thing, but I always cross my fingers when I go under a ladder, and I don't even think that's an official one. I think I've mixed two of them together and thought, yeah, and hold my breath as well.
A lot of people saying Love Island, if this is true, Love Island is not for them this year. Yeah. Friendzone Island.
Oh. It'll change things.
You never know, though, because I reckon this year the contestants will be a lot, you know, a lot more out there. Because everybody knows how successful it is now.
Yeah, true.
So they're going to
yeah.
be like, yes, instant You're right. fame, go
And from 300,000 people, they know what they're doing with the ones that go in.
Yeah.
Every one of those people that goes in has been selected for a reason.
That's true, though. Now it's so popular. If you're a contestant, you know what you're going to expect.
Yeah.
Don't you?
A lot of Instagram followers.
Please, Maya, can you explain what was happening when I arrived at Radio 1 today?
Right, so I'm not the most... What are they called when they follow the Kardashians? A Kardashianette.
Yeah. Probably.
Either way, I don't follow them that much, but I am aware of what goes on in their life because of social media. And yesterday or the day before yesterday, last few days, it was all over Twitter that Khloe Kardashian's baby father, to be at that point, had cheated on her with another woman and some other girls. There was all this footage.
Yeah.
The girl that he allegedly cheated on her with had posted proof onto her story of her and the boy doing stuff. And
well,
basically,
but,
it
I mean,
was.
We don't know it's proof, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
Maya was explaining all of this to me because I'm obviously not across the Kardashians so much.
No, you're not. Well, you didn't know until today which one was Khloe, but now you do.
But it really stressed me out. She's pregnant. She's just had the baby now. And I was just like, poor lass.
I know.
Yeah.
And
it was, my thoughts were Khloe.
It was obviously affecting you. Do you know what I found interesting about the situation is you're explaining it to me.
Yeah.
Was that it just stressed you out.
Yeah.
And I always find that interesting, isn't it? Where you take on other people's stress like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you imagine yourself in people's positions.
Because I have this stress sometimes with football.
Mm.
And I take it on myself, even though... And
it's nothing
to
do with
you. You probably wouldn't understand it.
But it's really stressing you out, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I was angry about it.
You're putting yourself in that position.
I was like, oh my goodness, if I was Khloe, I would be...
But not even your friends or family?
Not have never even met her or seen her in person.
How funny is that, right?
And don't even particularly care about Kardashians until now.
I don't
even
care too much. But
apart from the occasional outfit inspo.
I like the outfit, I like the hair, you know, I think they're great entrepreneurs, but yeah. I mean, it's a devastating situation for anyone to be in, TBH.
Scott Mills.
Everything I read about those boys at the moment is how proud they are and how hard they've worked on this new album. So that's like a little taster of it. Young Blood, 5 Seconds of Summer on BBC Radio 1. They were on with Greg yesterday. They're going to be on our show, not next week, but the week after, which I can't wait for.
I love that song. By the way, that song is awesome.
Yeah, it's
isn't
good.
It?
Yeah. Even though the accents are slightly weird now, because sometimes it goes real American.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Steve Wasup's been on from Bista going, can we lay off the Wasups today, please? Because I've had it all my life. I'm afraid not, Steve Wasup.
So son.
He did text in yesterday as well going, I've had enough of this. I had enough of it at the time, and now it's back.
It's a bit like at Christmas with the, you know, the guy who's got the same name as the department store.
Yeah.
What, John Lewis? Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, every single...
That is stressful,
Oh,
though.
He gets so much, Gosh. And every year, just because his name's John.
A lot of banter around that one.
Mm. Raw Blood coming up. Also, Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa and Niall Horan, and I'm afraid we are doing more. What's up? Because Chris is obsessed. Yes. After three.
Scott Mills.
Maya, recently on the show, we've been talking about bobbing. Do you know what that is?
No, what's the bob?
It's like being ghosted, but you get bobbed instead. So it can be a friendship or relationship. And I've been a bobber before, and you definitely have, Chris.
Yeah.
Where
maybe you've not spoken to someone for a while, but they were in your life,
yeah,
and you've bobbed back down and the contact is not there, and then you bob back up, normally on a message going, hey, stranger, and then you bob back down again, then you bob back up again. I've got actually quite a few bobbers in my life.
I think this is often a situation where, let's say you suddenly become single, and then you're suddenly like getting back in touch with someone that you may have got with in the past, yeah, or
right,
that you might fancy. It's like, hey... But, like, last time you spoke, you just kind of gave up the chat because you weren't really that bothered about
yeah.
it. And then you might even just float away again and come back again. It's that sort of thing.
I know what you're talking about. But that's usually, I call that a hey stranger.
Yeah, it is a hey stranger.
Well, I think it's the same thing.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Hey stranger.
Another popular message is, we should catch up.
Oh, hey, what you been up to?
But you've not heard from him for ages.
Yeah. But then I notice that happens when something, like, cool happens in your life. Like, you're doing something new and fun and then someone will pop up like, hey, you... And you're like, no.
I hate those phrases. Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Or hey, stranger.
Beth's on the line. You've been bobbed, haven't you?
I have been bobbed. I could use some help, really.
Okay, is this a serial bobber?
No, he just disappeared for 2 years and then just suddenly came up like nothing changed.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah, that's the thing as well, where they think, well, there's... Yeah, that's the thing as well, where their messages are like, time has not passed. Yeah. It's like you spoke yesterday.
Mm.
Like,
literally, yeah.
My favourite is where, say, a message before hasn't been answered, but then is getting answered 2 years later.
Yeah.
Wow.
So tell me about this guy.
All right, well, we met on a weird chatting app. That was fine. I met up with him once. We watched a movie around his house. It was very pleasant. Nothing particularly romantic. It was fine. Anyway, I texted him after saying, that was fine. Let me know if you want to do it again. Didn't hear from him for about 2.5 years.
Wow.
And when you did meet up and go around the house with him, and anything romantic at all?
No, literally nothing.
What was the movie?
It was The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, oh, what's that?
Great film, actually.
Have you seen that?
With
it's
the
an
llama.
Film.
Yeah, I love
yeah,
that one.
Llama film.
Yeah, but is it a particularly sort of sexy film?
No, not at all.
No, it's like a kid's film.
I think he wanted to be your GBF.
What does that
I
mean?
I don't know. I mean, he was like 10 years older than me, so maybe.
Gay best friend.
Oh.
Oh, right.
It's great. You can yeah. like you can watch all the movies of Jessica Alba together.
So wait, did you not kiss?
No, literally nothing.
Ah.
Like, I thought maybe at some point we'd progress to that, but
yeah.
like, you know, I don't want to do it on the first meeting. I'm not that type of person, you know?
Fair
enough. Have you seen the film Clueless?
No.
Oh, yeah, that happens in that, where the girl's like, when is he going to kiss me? Never happens.
I think you can tell people's intentions by what film they put on.
Mm. I don't know, though, because I love a horror film, so I'll fling that out, and that's not in the slightest bit romantic, is
no.
it?
Well, it's not really, no.
No, but you say that, but then the guy will probably be thinking, oh, she'll get scared and want to give me a hug
yes.
or something.
Or
you know?
Vice versa, in Maya's case.
I'll give him a hug.
Yeah, because I can't deal with horror films, so... I've occasionally, I make it sound like I've dated a lot, but I've been to the cinema a couple of times on a date where I've had to go and watch a horror film because I feel the need to go and watch something a bit more like that because it's generally a bit older.
Yeah.
And what I would do is I would watch the corner of the cinema screen.
Yeah, you can't watch
so
the
it looked
screen.
Like I was watching the screen, but I wasn't.
Honestly, can me, you and Chris go to see a horror film because you will lol at what he's like.
I can't do it. You like horror films.
I love them.
Yeah, I love a scary situation.
Same.
Because I know it's not actually going to hurt you. It's just a film.
Right, but he'll be watching the corner of the screen.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I just can't deal with the stress of it.
Right, Beth, wait there, babes. I want to hear exactly what happened when the bobber bobbed back up next.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Beth's on the line. She has been bobbed hard. So, Beth, he invites you to his. You watch a movie, then he disappear for a while, then he bob back up.
Yeah, literally, it was Hey Stranger.
Oh, classic.
To me, that sounds like he's been in a 2-year relationship. When they disappear for that long,
yes.
I mean, what else? Why would you come back after 2 years? Or they went for a massive, maybe like an operation or changed their appearance or something like that, so they needed to disappear for a while.
Quite extreme.
A bit extreme, but it could be any of the above.
Yeah, an ex of mine bobbed up with a Facebook friend request recently.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
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 Yeah, that is not what you want.
So what are you going to do?
Well, we were messaging, and it was, like, not just, like, hey, how are you, good, and then, like, nothing. It was, like, proper in-depth messaging, like, catching up, you know. For the first few messages, I didn't even remember who he was, you know. I met him one time,
yeah.
I was like, I'll just wing it and work out who it is, and I did. And then, yeah, so we're having, like, an in-depth conversation. It's going fine. You know, we started putting X's at the end of his message, so I'm like, okay, maybe he's trying to go that way. And then no reply for, like, 4 days now.
Oh, he's a bobber.
yeah. So.
Or maybe he was having one of those nights where he was sat with a glass of wine thinking about all his past loves that never were.
There's some deep phrase that I always hear about looking back and looking forward. I can't remember what it is.
Things are in the past for a reason. If you left it in the past, don't bring it to the future.
So what are you going to do now?
I'm not really one to go chasing, so I'm probably just going to... Nothing. If he replies, I'll reply, but I'm not really that interested anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Been off the bob.
Bob him off.
It's just 2.5 years, really.
I know. And it's like he spoke to you yesterday.
Yeah, like literally no change. And he remembers really obscure things I told him.
Like,
I was like,
what?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, my car was in the garage at that point in time. And he was like, I hope your car's better. And I was just like, what?
Well, years later, yeah, it's fine, thanks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I was like, one, how do you remember that? I can't even remember what I had for dinner yesterday.
He had notes on you.
I'd like to know if someone's been bobbed with a longer time period than 2 years.
I thought that was a long time.
Because that is well like long, isn't it?
It's a long time. If anyone's been bobbed longer than that, let us know.
Like, yeah, like out of nowhere, 5 years later.
Hey, stranger.
Bye, Felicia. Scott Mills. And now you've got a three-way choice to make. On Friday's Bangers...
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Here's Tom, he's 26, he's in Portsmouth. Hey, Tom.
Yes!
Right, so
yes.
you the one... If I'm correct, from Portsmouth, that once delivered a hot tub to Carl Pilkington.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, a couple of years ago,
he bought
a little hot tub off me, and he delivered it to him.
Just a little hot tub.
I'd love a hot tub.
No,
that's wicked.
No, I don't. I don't want you to have one.
Why?
I don't run your life. Like my mum wanted to get one a while ago, and I was like, Mum, that sends off all the wrong signals.
Party girl image for your
mum. You know what I mean? For my mum. And also, you're basically inviting your friends around to have a bath.
You are, yeah. Mm. When you say it like that, that is true.
And I generally, they're for sex people.
Wow. I think if I had a hot tub, I would just use it for myself and my partner. I wouldn't use it with other people, not strangers anyway. Because it is a bath and it is a little bit dirt, so if you ain't washed your feet anyway.
Anyway.
It does send off signals,
it does.
It?
It
saucy signals.
I don't want my mum having one. I really put her off it. And I'm sure Carl Pilkington is just like, you know, there with his friends having a bath, yeah. But it's not for me.
Is that your job, Tom?
No, it used to be. I used to sell hot tubs. And he did that to say, we asked him when he delivered it, oh, how come you didn't get a bigger one? And he said, oh, I didn't want to invite my friends around for a bath.
Right, there we are, see?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, yeah. We've got a choice between three today, so me, Chris, Maya, Maya. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
Dun-dun, Doolally straight from the heart.
Oh, wow.
This is Friday vibes if I ever heard one.
I can't remember the last time I heard this.
I mean... The producer loves it. Wow. That's how you feel. Wow to that one.
Doolally, that's Maya's choice.
All right, you can have my choice, which is this.
Oh.
Strong.
I've gone girthy with my one. This is Eric Pritz.
Piano.
Piano.
Girthy.
Big song.
You got those two, but you can also have this one.
Get air.
Magnetic Man, I Need Air.
Good one.
Strong choices today, guys.
Very strong choices.
Dancey vibes as well. All a bit dancey.
I love the way you say dancey.
It's a little bit of dance and a bath and a laugh. I loves it, I does.
I'm
cheers,
just
drive.
In the mood for the weekend now. I feel like
job.
I'm already there.
It's okay. There. Tom!
Hello.
Schwinninino.
What are you going to do?
Tough choice. I would normally go for Chris, but I think he's let me down on this one.
You're joking.
Why does everyone just love Chris? That's go for Chris just
for
the sake
gonna
of Chris.
I think he's going to have to be Maya.
Yes, mate!
Oh!
Tune.
Hi, I'm Ray Moss, detective, investigative journalist, truth seeker, and now a podcaster. If you have a mystery, I will solve it.
I think there's someone in the house. Please, Ray, help.
Within reason.
I think I've lost my keys.
Are they on the hook?
Yeah, there they are. Thanks, Ray.
In my first episode, I investigate the case of whether a BBC weatherman took his top off live on the weather in the 90s. Is there a cover-up? How high does this go? What's going on? Subscribe to Radio 1's Kench podcast to discover Ray Moss. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, Maya Jama, that is well deserved, actually.
Big song. Thank you very much.
Neither of us have ever picked that, I don't think.
No, that was a good shout. Random
well,
from you. Why?
Do you know what? I'm not going to take all the props. Producer Mark did actually influence that decision. He did.
Oh, well, that shouldn't
but
count,
it, no, it was my banger, but he just supported it.
All right, so yeah. he didn't choose it for you because that's not allowed.
I sang it and he gave me the name of it. I was like, what's that song that goes, no, baby, like that. And he knew.
Well, like a human Shazam.
There we go.
That was amazing. A banger.
That is a banger.
Really good. M22 and Medina coming up. Also, Little Mix and Cigala and Paloma Faith. Greatest hits from 3:30. And yeah, we are going to call some more people from our phone books and just go, what's up? Because Chris finds it hilarious.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey up, Jordan North's got the chart at 4 this afternoon. He's sounding so good on Radio 1 right now.
He is.
He's sounding fantastic.
Yeah, we love Jordan.
Hey.
He's getting ready for the chart next door. The Gordon North thing still seems to be a thing. Did this even start?
I think you're reluctant to talk about it because we can see Gordon near us right now.
Yeah.
But what?
I don't know whether he likes it.
What? It probably doesn't. But it's all good natured, and
he's staring at
it started from Jordan supports Burnley Football Club. Burnley beat Watford, and so I was really keen to push this forward when a listener called in to his show and accidentally called him Gordon.
But Leanne, are you happy with that? Or do you want to gamble and go for the knockoff?
Ooh.
The song that knocked it off the top spot stayed in the charts for a massive 23 weeks.
Yeah, go on, Gordon. Jordan, even.
Gordon, that's...
Oh, every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, that's going to stick.
Yes, and that was the moment that changed it.
Yeah.
So obviously, after Burnley beat Watford, I thought... Oh, well, I messaged you actually, Scott, didn't I? I was like, can we run with this, please? Can we go for this? Because Jordan was giving me a load of stick about the football.
I know, so Gordon's on from 4 with the official chart on BBC Radio 1.
Gordon!
I love Radio 1 weekends because it does remind me of when I was... And thank you to the North for this. They welcomed me with open arms. I was an adopted northerner for about 2 years when I lived in Manchester.
Oh.
Yeah, it was good times. Like, it's one of the best cities in the UK.
I do love northerners.
And often at weekends when I'm sat at home listening to Radio 1, whether it's Jordan North or Katie Thistleton or Kel Spellman, all proud northerners, I sit there in my lounge. Sometimes I'll be having an Eccles cake. Sometimes a bit of parking. And I just listen to their voices. I just find them so soothing.
Are you going on the Burnley City game this weekend, by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
We should meet up before, because I'm going on as
well.
Are
you going?
Yeah, I'm going on. I've got tickets. All my family got... Sorry, Kate. You can come
on
as well.
That's your two teams, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I've just realised.
Jordan, great season for Burnley. Yeah. Producer Tom over there. In the United
and
top,
they just go on and on like that. It's just
the Rovers.
I find it really soothing.
It is sweet.
Scott Mills.
Yes, to Friday. It's Scott, Chris and Maya on BBC Radio 1.
Yo. Hello.
One.
And Maya is back with your greatest hits tomorrow from 10 a.m. Lydia, hi.
Hi. I heard you talking about the WhatsApp things yesterday and calling the celebrities, and I thought I'd get in touch because I kind of tricked my mum with that.
Oh, yeah, we were just ringing random celebs out of our phone book yesterday and they're like, what's that? Which Chris finds ridiculously hilarious.
Like, loads of people are on saying this should be left in the past, but there's loads of people also on to us saying we should bring it back, we should do this more often. It was wonderful at the time, it needs to go again.
I agree, yeah.
What's that? So,
what's that?
What did you do with your mum?
It was a while ago now, but when WhatsApp came out...
WhatsApp, not WhatsApp.
Yeah, WhatsApp. we kind of installed it on her phone, and she was, oh, how do I use this? So it was me and my boyfriend. We actually told her that every time she sent a message, she had to hold the button down and say, what's up? on her phone in order to send a message. And we did have her fooled for a little bit, but we couldn't really keep a straight face every time she did it.
So you told her every time you use WhatsApp, you have to say, what's up?
Down the phone to send a message.
That's amazing.
It's a bit like, do you remember when the guy, we played this before, when he was trying to talk to his smart speaker?
Yes, and didn't his kid tell him to say his name at the start of it, or said that the smart thing was called Trevor? That's it.
So normally you'd be like, Alexa, do this, Alexa, do that. His son was like, Dad, all you say is Trevor.
Trevor, play me a song.
Trevor.
Say it slowly. Trevor, play Oasin. Trevor.
He didn't even say it right. He said Oasin.
Trevor.
Trev.
Trevor! Trevor!
You don't got to call it Trevor. It's called Alexa.
Alexi!
He didn't even get it right that time.
Alexis.
I understand the frustration. If you call it the wrong name, it's not going to answer.
Trevor.
Anything. Trev.
How many times did your mum send the what's that message, do you think?
Honest, I think only a few times, because we just couldn't keep a straight face. So the cover was blown.
Was she saying what's up, or was she saying what's up?
She was kind of like doing it really like apprehensively, like what's up?
Oh, bless your mum.
That is so sweet. I want to try that on my mum.
Yeah, some people's parents with technology is quite low though.
Awful.
It's like I used to get these well random texts from my dad. It was like lots of words, but all as one word.
Yeah.
And I called him up on it and was like, why do you keep sending me texts all as one word? So it'd be like, hi, Chris, how are you? Pork like, for dinner.
Literally.
Of, whatever it is.
No, like, no gap.
Love, yeah. Dad. And what he thought he was doing was beating the system, because he thought it cost per word.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny, because
so
it used
long
to.
Long messages like from my dad all in one word.
Yeah.
Oh, but that was a thing at one point, so he wasn't wrong.
My dad always puts love, Dad, like I don't know who it's from.
Yeah, it's true.
It used to cost per word.
Yeah, it did. Back in the, like, old school phone days.
1800s.
Yeah, no, they did. I do remember it being per word, I think, unless I'm absolutely making that up.
Yeah, you've defo made that up.
Have I made it up?
Was it per word?
Oh, no, yeah, do you know what? I'm wrong. I think it was. It was actually like per text. It was.
Which still exists.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I'd love it if you actually did think it was that, though. You'd be
do the same, all in one word.
You'd be really tight with your text.
I think I did, because back in the day, I used to get this package where you had to spend £5 by the weekend, and then you get unlimited calls and texts.
Yes.
And I would, near the end of it, be like, okay, maybe just keep this one to three words.
Right, I think we need to play the worst app game again, because Chris loves it so. I mean, it's not rocket science. You call a celebrity and you shout, what's up, and hope they say it back. When you say it like that, it sounds rubbish.
No, but it's fun.
Here's what happened when we rang Molly King. Finally, not just Molly King off the Saturdays anymore, but Molly King off Radio 1. Thank God for her. And she couldn't do it. Listen to this. What's up?
How's it going?
What's up? Go on, do it back.
What's up?
No, that was
she can't do it.
Oh bless,
she just can't do it.
She said, "What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?"
Scott Mills.
Do we love this?
I like Sanctify My Sins.
You really like this, though.
I really like it. I'm a big fan of the harmonies. I'm a massive fan of the harmonies.
Love a bit of harmonising.
That was Years and Years and Sanctify on BBC Radio 1. They're going to be with us on the Saturday at Radio 1's biggest weekend in Swansea, which will be here before you know it.
Oh my gosh, and we're going to all be together.
Yeah, you thought last week that they were sending you to a different one because you were new.
I know, I'm so happy that's not true.
Yeah, we're all going to Swansea. You're going to Belfast, Maya, because you're in the new one.
On your own.
Good luck.
Gosh.
Okay, so this is true.
you're not 100% wrong here. There was a character limit, wasn't there?
Yeah, so it would go over to two text messages if you had too many words in it. So I was right about limiting.
And like any kind of love messages to a boyfriend or girlfriend would cost you a bomb.
Yeah.
It's so much money.
I mean, you got to miss out the vowels.
Okay, right, we need to plug in our phones and go through any notable people in our phone books for this game, the WhatsApp game. It's Chris's fault. Don't blame me if you hate it.
Listen, there's lots of people who are on saying, I'm starting to do this now with my mates. We're bringing it back. All good.
Now, Maya, obviously, as you plug your phone in, there's one person we probably should ring.
Yeah, matey.
Matey. I've explained to the listeners in the week as well that we don't actually call him normally anymore. We just call him matey.
Matey. I think it's a really warm, nice name to call him.
So when I played Big For Your Boots yesterday or the day before, I said, that's matey there with Big For Your Boots. So like, his name actually never gets mentioned.
Yeah.
How do you deal with it when you play his songs?
I say, and that is matey.
Do you? That's matey there?
No, I don't often play his... He's not a greatest hit yet, so I don't play many of his songs.
Yeah, it's going to be awkward when he finally appears. Mm. Okay, right, so can we call matey?
Yeah, let's have a go.
Okay, let's try with a WhatsApp call. Ready?
Oh, so...
Oh, that's good.
Doesn't want to answer.
Lol, he's seen your name right now, and he's screening your call.
Oh, that's denied. Does this happen a lot?
No, I'm going to put it down to him being on the toilet or something.
Right,
you know,
sure.
Some standard... I'm going to text and say, call me.
I can tell it's bothering you, though. It's like, why is he not picked up there?
Why are you screening my calls? How tacky.
That is tacky.
It's quite upsetting, actually.
Okay, right. Let's try again.
Try again.
Could be doing all manner of things.
Could be staring at it.
It's annoying when you're watching a video and then suddenly you get a call and you've got to wait for... Not that I'm suggesting he's...
Yeah.
Anything could be going on right now.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Second time not answering.
Sound of the tone's not really nice, is it?
No, I was thinking that as well. The tone is weird.
You know?
I think he's looking at the phone right now. That's my theory, is that he's looking at the phone right now.
There's many reasons.
The mobile man.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Right, let's play a song and come back after this.
Scott Mills.
Look, let's not try matey a third time. Let's just leave him alone.
No,
okay?
I feel like he would have called back by now if he wanted to.
Awkward
speak.
Though.
Bit awkward. So I'm gonna tell him off later.
Yeah. He could be doing anything though.
I mean, the people work. You know, he's got a job.
Right.
So
exactly.
I can't answer phone calls when I'm on radio.
Exactly.
He can't answer phone calls when he's in the booth.
All right. So have you got anyone else?
I have actually. What about Ray? So I'm going to give it a na na na. Cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
Also singer of Don't Act Like You Know Me, Like You Know Me. Na na, hey.
In your car, I decline.
And that one too.
You're friends with Ray.
She's my mate, yeah.
Okay.
I can say that without sounding like, you know.
Hopefully she will answer and then it's a big letter.
Hello?
What's up?
Hello?
What's up?
Oh no. Bye, Ray.
No.
No, could she hear me?
Or
was she? Oh no, maybe she thought I was being horrible. We are actually friends, so she should have responded.
God, it looks like no one likes you at the moment.
I think.
This is really awkward.
It's like one of those things.
Oh, are we getting a call back?
Here we go.
I don't
think
she
heard. Answer the phone.
Weird, what's up?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up?
Hello? Hey, baby.
What's up?
What's good?
I wanted a what's up back. Ray, you do it. Reply to me with a WhatsApp. She's trying to FaceTime me. She's trying to FaceTime. WhatsApp! She's really not getting there.
Hello?
Ray, I was trying to WhatsApp you. You know, like, WhatsApp?
WhatsApp, like... Who is it? Who does that again? WhatsApp!
Yeah.
WhatsApp! Yes, Ray!
That's all I wanted, babe. Well, what's up? I'll see you later, hon. I'll text you.
Okay, Okay, yeah, text me. Hiya.
I think there was all sorts of confusion with that one, but I think you got there in the end. Good persistence.
Yeah, she was confused.
Yeah, she was a bit confused.
What's that?
To be fair, you would be confused if someone just did that as the first thing.
I think I would reply with a WhatsApp. I'm that kind of gal.
All right, Scott, your go.
Okay, I'm saying I'm going to plug my phone in and I'm going to...
Who have you got?
Tom Daly?
Yeah.
Yes, Tom Daly.
Might be asleep because was doing a dive. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's it. Was diving.
Don't call it swimming, they hate it.
No.
Was doing a dive earlier at the Commonwealth Games. Did he win?
Did he win?
I think he got gold, yeah. Yeah.
Gold.
Is that fake news? So.
I hope he has.
Another one.
Anyway, so could be asleep, but let's try and call. Tom Daly for the WhatsApp.
The number you have called is not recognised.
Oh.
The shade of it.
That might mean he's blocked you.
No, blocked,
if it's not been recognised.
Well, the number's not recognised, the number no longer exists. So he hasn't sent a follow-up number then.
No.
Oh, right. Bronze. That's him off your birthday party list.
Well, you got another bronze of you.
All right, bronzy.
He was diving in the early hours, though. I saw it.
Yeah, but it said the number's not recognised.
Yeah, no, he's definitely not giving me his new number. Yeah.
Well, he could be underwater, though, so maybe it's actually he's not underwater.
Well, no, it says
time,
it's not recognised, which means he's changed it and not told
me. We could have dropped his phone in the water.
Yeah. Oh.
It's unlikely, though, because he dives pretty much naked.
Why is
Unless
everyone
he's packing
us...
a phone down there.
Why has everyone given us so much shade today?
No one wants to talk to us, and I'm not sure why, because we're, like, really nice people, so
answer
you're missing
phone.
Out.
Maybe he sent a text from a number saying, hey, this is my new number, but you never really save those, do you?
No.
Oh, Scott.
Gutted.
Well, won't be seeing him at Christmas.
The fact that no one seems to like you guys is more funny than the actual game, says this texter.
Scott Mills.
We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1.